Well, Mike, thank you for joining us here today. As I mentioned, you are hosting the show Get Up on ESPN, and you're going to be teaming up with Michelle Beadle and Jalen Rose on the morning show. Mike, one of the things I listened to you for years driving around, and one of the things I always enjoyed about your delivery was that you never yelled at me through the air. I'm kind of a little bit of a grouchy person in the morning, and I never felt like it was too intense. What kind of Greenberg are we going to expect on this show on the television side?
You know, I think exactly the same person. I appreciate the thought. And the reality is I've been on the air for 30 years. I've been on ESPN for 20. At this point, if I try to be anyone other than who I am, I think anyone like yourself and everyone else watching would see through it immediately. The reality is, for better or for worse, I am who I am. The person that I was on the air for 18 years on Mike and Mike is exactly who I am. And I firmly believe you cannot make up a character for 4 hours live a day, or in the case of our new show, 3 hours live a day. It just doesn't work. It's not scripted. It's all directly off the top of your head every minute of every show. So for better or for worse, you just are who you are. And it worked out well for 18 years, and I hope that it'll work out well for maybe close to that coming up again.
Well, I watched one of the web clips when you guys had Ronda Rousey on, and she's been a little bit criticized lately for being a little bit too cold, maybe in some of her interviews. I personally think that she's just staying in her character with WWE and maybe trying to grow a heel. But what was that experience like talking to Ronda?
Well, I spent 2 weeks over the summer with Ronda in Malibu. We shot Battle of the Network Stars, and she was one of the team captains, and I was one of the hosts of the show. So I got to know her a little bit there, and she's a guarded person, is the way I would describe it. And I don't claim to know her well, and I'm not psychoanalyzing her, but she is a guarded person. I heard people were telling me that something uncomfortable happened with her and with Mike Golic, but I didn't get a chance to see it. With us, she was in a very good mood when we had her. But what I would say of her is she's just a very guarded person, and I don't know where that comes from, and maybe she is trying to put on a little bit of a character for her new role in wrestling. I don't know that for sure, but I liked her very much when I got to know her over the summer. She's an interesting and she's a very smart person.
Let's talk about Golic a little bit. One of the things I'm always fascinated with was really the on-air chemistry in terms of airtime when you have two different personalities on the radio. Did you guys ever run into anything where one person wanted a little bit more airtime than the other one, and during breaks you maybe had to scale back a little bit and say, hey, you know, let's let me contribute here a little bit? Or did it just kind of always flow when you two were on the air?
Yes, honestly, never. I would say that we had a surprisingly good chemistry from the instant that we met, and we never met before we were on the air together. So those things are kind of hard to explain. I don't think that they're really predictable, but my philosophy on chemistry has always been that if you put people together on a broadcast, and I think this probably applies to almost anything, it's not just in TV or in radio, but maybe in almost any sort of human interaction, if you put two people together who do not have chemistry, then if they put you and I together in some sort of endeavor and we did not have any chemistry, then the sum of it would be Mike plus Chris. If we do have chemistry, as Golic and I did, then the sum of it, the total of it, would be Mike times Mike. And that you become exponentially better. Each of you becomes better than you would ever be unto yourself. And that's what I'm hopeful that we will have on Get Up. But Michelle Beadle and I have only been, you know, we've been rehearsing together now for the last couple of weeks, but we've never really worked together. And that relationship is integral. That really will determine the success of the show over the course of time. And so far, I can't tell you what a thrill it has been. I have admired her for a really long time. She's so smart and so talented and so good. And so I'm really hopeful that we will have that same dynamic, that same kind of chemistry that Mike and I did, because he and I, in all the years that we worked together, we never had that problem a single time.
One of the things I wanted to ask you, too, was sort of your ascend to being the number one, basically, sports radio morning show guy, not only in just one region in the country. I drove around in Baltimore listening to you every morning. Tell us a little bit about some of the maybe tough times you had getting there, and sort of a personal example. I'm 30 years old. I've been doing Saturday night updates here at WTOP for 4 years. I get only one day a week on the air. And, you know, there are times where I think, am I ever really going to make it where I'm on every single day? What would you say to somebody like me or anybody out there in radio or media who wants to really make it like you have?
Well, what I've always said to people, and I mean this sincerely, is if you can think of any other thing in your life that would bring you satisfaction, that would bring you joy, that you feel, you think would make you fulfilled, then do that. Because this is a very difficult business. It is one that you have to give up a lot for, the sacrifices, weekends, holidays, all sorts of things. Your family has to make sacrifices. There's a lot to that. If you cannot think of anything else in your life that would bring you that fulfillment, that would bring you that sort of joy and excitement, then do absolutely just prepare for all of that and just and put absolutely everything you have into it and say yes to everything. I said yes to every offer I ever got. The first day that I was ever on the air, I was working in Chicago. I covered the Bears draft. I got there at 9 o'clock in the morning. I finished at 3 o'clock in the morning. I got paid $20 for the day. And it was the best day of my life. I've never been so excited in my entire life. When Mike and I first started together, I remember they sent us to an appearance in a restaurant, and there was no one there who knew who we were. So they had us walking from table to table introducing ourselves, and one person tried to order from us. He thought we were waiters. So, you know, the no one starts at the top. And candidly, you know, as Mike and I were building that thing, it happened so gradually, we didn't even know it was happening while it was happening. But it is, for someone like me, it is the only thing I ever wanted to do. So if you are someone who could not imagine doing anything else, then just batten down the hatches and say, I'm going to do absolutely everything I can to get there, and bet on yourself in every opportunity that you have. When you come to a fork in the road, choose the side where you're betting on yourself.
Well, thank you. That's good stuff, Greenberg. Appreciate that. Last question for you before I let you go, and thank you so much for taking a few moments. The Jets, what do you want them to do in the draft? You want them to grab Baker Mayfield? I know you're a huge fan.
I'm not a huge fan of Baker Mayfield, I will say that. No, that I don't want them to take him at all. I am a huge fan of the Jets. You are correct. I was really hoping the Jets would sign a veteran quarterback. You're there, so you would have seen Kirk Cousins up close and personal. Do you think Kirk Cousins is a top 10 NFL quarterback?
No, I think he is a top 15 quarterback. I think that he would have been great for the Jets, but I think that you're probably never going to a Super Bowl with him.
That was the guy. That was what I wanted him. I wanted the bird in the hand, despite the cost, because I think all of these rookie quarterbacks have bust written all over them, and maybe one of the four of them will wind up in a good place with good coaching and a good circumstance, will wind up being a good player. But I'm very nervous. Whoever the Jets take, I'm going to be very worried about it. If it's Mayfield, I think it has disaster written all over it in the New York market. Rosen, Allen, one of those guys, you'll take them, you'll take their chances. But I am extremely worried no matter which one they wind up with.